And Chevra, today was the 10th day of Nisan. And on the 10th day of Nisan in Mitzrayim was the day when the Yidden brought the Korban Pesach into their house. And that's what Shabbos HaGadol is all about. That will be this upcoming Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol is celebrating the great miracle that we took the Korban Pesach into our homes. It was Yud Nisan that year, Shabbos. And in front of the Mitzrayim, and they asked us what we're doing. We said we're going to take this as a korban eventually and shecht and kill your God. And the Mitzrayim were completely quiet. Earlier today, the 10th day of Nisan, I did the same. I mean, there were no Mitzrayim here, but I walked into the house, my kids were home, and I have this big stuffed lamb. And I brought home the stuffed lamb. And we walked upstairs, and I said, Chevra, children, we have our Korban Pesach. And what do? Emes, it's upstairs. I'm not mad. You can go up. I mean, you can't go upstairs. I think Shandy's sleeping. But Lemais, we took it into my bedroom and we tied it to the legs of the bed, to Kare Amita, as Chazal teach us. That they took the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan and they tied it to the legs of their bed. Can't imagine what those days were like, what the sleeping arrangements were during those days. But we have to ask ourselves, what's pshat? So I have this stuffed animal tied to the legs of my bed upstairs, but it's a stuffed animal, it's quiet. What's pshat in the Yidden tying the Korban Pesach to the legs of their bed? What was that all about? Now we all know the Medrash tells us Korban Pesach was what? To sacrifice and kill and shecht the Avodah Zarah of Egypt. But the Ummat HaOlam in their religions, they understand spirituality, but their spirituality is abstinence. They understand what it is when it comes to holiness, it's completely abstaining from the physical and the materialism of the world. That's why they are allowed even to bring a carbon, but only one type of carbon, a carbon ola, where it's completely burnt to God. A carbon that we also take part in, a shlamim, a guy can't bring such a carbon. We want to shecht their Avodah Zarah and say, we understand and believe that everything in this world is Kedush and Tahara. By the Ummat HaOlam, we could spend time in our temple serving our God, but then I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry and have a good time. They're completely different times in my life. We understand that our eating is Kadosh, our sleeping is Kadosh, our playing ball is Kadosh. Everything is elevated by Kedush of Tahara. So we shecht the concept of what it is to have a God. We have a God in everything that we do. What represents materialism and gashmis and the mundane and the physical world more than anything else in this world? It's our beds. Where we sleep, where other maisim are happening, whatever it might be. It's a makum that's full of gashmis. Yet specifically there, that's why we tie the Korban Pesach to our beds. We tie the Korban Pesach to our beds to say, we believe das is kadosh. We're going to shecht your God. We believe our beds are kadosh. We believe our tables are kadosh. We believe everything in this world could be kadosh. Maybe it's one and the same. In this week's parasha, there's a Torah. I think in all the time we've had the 5-minute Torah, I don't think I've ever, I'm pretty sure from my knowledge, I've never repeated anything. I think this Torah we said over last year, but it just works so well. Not the Torah I just said, but the Torah I'm about to say. So we have to say a little bit from Parshat Tzav, and it works so well into what we're discussing. In Perek Vav, Pazik Vav, the Pazik says, Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach, lo sichbe. An eternal flame should be burning on the mizbeach. Lo sichbe, you can't extinguish it. Lo sichbe is completely superfluous. It's redundant. If it's an Eish tamid, if it's an eternal flame, why say lo sichbe? Why say that you can't extinguish it? It's an eternal flame. Of course you can't extinguish it. The Yerushalmi in Yuma tells us lo sichbe means af b'masos, even when they were traveling. Meaning, you know, the Mishkan, so when it was set up and bring korbanos, of course, it's a flame that you can't put out. You might think when you travel, you can put it out. Af b'masos means even when they're traveling, the fire was burning bright always. What's the lesson teaching every one of us? The Mizbeach represents our avodas Hashem. So Vada, when we're in Yeshiva, we're in Zman, and we have our structure, and everything's in Shir, and Chavrus is everything, Vada, that's when the Mishkan set up, that's the Mizbeach. Af b'masos is ben azmanim. Af b'masos is when I'm sitting and eating, and when I'm sleeping, and when I'm away from the Beis Medrash of my life, even there it has to be Kodesh Kodashim, it has to be a Mizbeach. That's the Vort in the Korban Pesach, tied to our bedpost, to the legs of the bed, and that's what Eish Tamid Tuchel Bech Lesichbe. And Amir Hashem, we're entering into this Heilig Yontiv Pesach to be a Yontiv where everything that goes on during Pesach, whatever we're involved in, Vada Lel Seder, and Vada, all the Tfilos, but everything that we do, whatever Cholamay trips, or whatever we're involved in, should be Kodesh Kedashim, we should elevate all to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that Tzchus will be Zoyche, Lagula Shleima, Bimheir V'Yameinu, Mashiach Zakeinu, Bekarav Mamash, Bez Hashem.
Shabbos
Kodesh!
Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh! 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 Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh